And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
St. John Bosco. Encouraged during his youth to become a priest so he could work with young boys, John was ordained in 1841. His service to young people started when he met a poor orphan and instructed him in preparation for receiving Holy Communion. He then gathered young apprentices and taught them catechism. After serving as chaplain in a hospital for working girls, John opened the Oratory of St. Francis de Sales for boys. Several wealthy and powerful patrons contributed money, enabling him to provide two workshops for the boys, shoemaking and tailoring. By 1856, the institution had grown to 150 boys and had added a printing press for the publication of religious and catechetical pamphlets. His interest in vocational education and publishing justify him as patron of young apprentices and Catholic publishers. John's preaching fame spread, and by 1850 he had trained his own helpers because of difficulties in retraining young priests. In 1854, he and his followers informally banded together under Francis de Sales. With Pope Pius IX's encouragement, John gathered 17 men and founded the Salesians in 1859. Their activity concentrated on education and mission work. John Bosco educated the whole person, body and soul united. He believed that Christ's love and our faith in that love should pervade everything we do, work, study, play. For John Bosco, being a Christian was a full-time effort, not a once-a-week Mass on Sunday experience. It is searching and finding God and Jesus in everything we do, letting their love lead us. Yet John realized the importance of job training and the self-worth and pride that comes from work, and so this is what he encouraged his students to do. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.